We are joined now by Dr. Deborah Keenahan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, I'm going to first ask you, what is the Big Anxiety Festival?
The Big Anxiety Festival. You actually presented a wonderful summary of it. It is a festival using the arts and sciences in combined to engage people on issues around mental health. And what is wonderful about the festival is that it helps people to engage with subjects that all too often in the wider society are all too often considered taboo. And people don't know. They may be curious or they may have questions themselves, but they don't know where to go, or they feel embarrassed, or that they, shall we say, that they just don't know how to either seek assistance or seek the knowledge and education about some subjects. And the arts can be a very good way of engaging people in a constructive social manner on issues that really need to be able to be spoken about readily.
And art is such a wonderful and accessible way for people to communicate and get into topics like this.
And, exactly, yeah. Yes.
And you mentioned before that a lot of people might not come and source help. And that's about 65% of Australians who have a mental health issue not seeking help, which...
Well, it's sometimes, you know, that is... data that is out there. However, sometimes it can be that it's not that they're seeking help, but that the help that they're seeking may not be in the avenues that, you know, they're actually able to get the appropriate assistance. Or it may be that they're seeking the assistance and perhaps the institution isn't engaging with them appropriately, shall we say. Mm. So, it's a bit of a fuzzy statistic,
yeah.
That one in some ways. It can be a bit of a fuzzy statistic.
That's a very good point. And it's definitely a two-way street.
Oh, yes.
Now,
yes.
Can you tell us about the Being Deborah VR exhibit and where the idea came from for you to create this?
Well, you see, my artwork talks about disability aesthetics and so communicating and getting an understanding of disability, which disability is actually an inherent part of the human condition. When we age, right, as we age, and if we live long enough, disability can be a part of our life, you know, or part of our lives through our grandparents or whatever. Mm. But the thing is, also, disability such as my own, which is the achondroplasia dwarfism, is also an inherent part of the human condition. You know, there's a great percentage of people are born with disabilities, you know. And our society, and when we're saying our society, I'm referring to the Australian society.
Yes.
Can feel discomfort talking about disability. And with my work, I am very visibly different. Having dwarfism means you, for want of a better term, stand out in a crowd.
Yeah.
Yes. And basically, people will want to, and because we stand out in a crowd, we can garner a lot of curiosity.
Mm.
And a lot of people may want to understand, may want to reach out, but they feel uncomfortable about doing so, or maybe a little fearful about being rude or something like that. And they want to understand, but they don't know how to comfortably. And basically, this physical condition is not one that can be readily emulated, for want of a better word, you know, that you can readily copy. Like, for example, with some conditions, you can do exercises that are, you know, allows the person to get some insight. But with dwarfism, it's not one of those sorts of conditions.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, how does one communicate the dynamics of this condition, which for me, okay, I say this ad infinitum to the point of almost boredom, right? My dwarfism doesn't disable me. What disables me is people's attitudes,
right,
to my dwarfism. And so the VR, what that does is engage people in a very quite a strong, it immerses people and it allows them to become me to a point, and engaging with those sorts of interactions that people with dwarfism experience as disabling.
Right, so it gives you that experience and that insight. I mean, obviously it can only be a small fold of what it's actually like, but at least it gives an insight. Why do you think the festival is focusing so much on empathy this year? I mean, there's the empathy clinic, the empathy training. Why are we should we be focusing so much on empathy?
Well, it is because it is understanding in the perspective of another that things truly, that people will often become really motivated to change situations. And so it's in developing empathy that people are less likely to exclude others who are different or are more ready to include them without fear, without stigma, without all of those negative experiences that can occur. So if we break down those barriers and if people develop that understanding of walking in another's shoes.
And it's quite a literal term of that with the VR, walking in someone else's shoes.
Yes, yes. And it was quite interesting. Last night at the opening, we also offered the experience of the body swap experience.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing.
Oh, it was. It was very impactful. And everyone, without exception, who participated came away with, oh, my gosh, yes. An insight incredibly powerful, which and one participant said, oh gosh, this is such an incredibly powerful way of developing empathy, of actually understanding. Because I firmly believe that many people, they want to understand. They want to engage, but, they just don't know how to do so. And it's almost that fear of doing something wrong or saying something impolite or imposing oneself, that is the fear that makes them avoid people.
Reaching out to people.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, I've just had a look at the time and I could talk forever about this because it sounds like an amazing festival. But unfortunately, we have to wrap it up. But thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Deborah Keenahan.
Thank you.